of the big James Brown songs of 1965, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. A little later this afternoon, you'll hear Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits and Jim Donna of the original Castaways. Number 22 is next. It's the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Crocker, welcome back to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown here on WWTC. We're counting down the top 40 songs for July 25th, 1965. Song number 22 belongs to two kids dressed in hippie clothes. Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. Sonny Bono from Detroit, Michigan, and Cher LaPierre from El Centro, California. Cher's mother was an actress, and she was raised on the stage. And they met in New York singing backup for the Ronettes. As a matter of fact, Sonny Bono was a good friend of Phil Spector's, and Sonny would do things for people like the Crystals and Darlene Love and the Righteous Brothers. And then Sonny and Cher married in 63 and recorded songs under the name of Caesar and Cleo, and they went absolutely no place. But in 1965, they hit the charts big with this one, I Got You, Babe. Sonny wrote the song, Cher designed the clothes. Do you remember some of the things that Cher used to wear? Holy cow. You know, these bobcat fur jackets and slacks, multicolors, stripes. To show you where how fast Sonny and Cher hit the charts, they made $10,000 between the two of them in 1964. In 65, they made $2 million. Must have gotten an accountant there real fast. And then they got the television show. And, you know, I thought it was one of the best comedy shows on television. And they would close the show with that song, I Got You, Babe, with chastity in Cher's arms. That's a scene that you'll probably never forget. And that song debuts on our top 40 this week, I Got You, Babe, first week on the chart at number 22. It eventually did hit number one in 4 weeks. And now kind of a spooky song. Number 21, Dickie Lee. Laurie for Dickie Lee, his second song about a girl who died. You remember the first one? Patches, 1962, which was his biggest hit, got as high as number six. Oh, my favorite by him is I Saw Linda Yesterday. That was from 62 also. And Lori, the song you just heard, has been on the charts for 12 weeks now. And this week it's number 21. Number 20 is next on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. 16 minutes past 12. It's July 25th, 1965. 65, the year that Pope Paul VI became the first pope to visit America. And Ronnie Dove was singing A Little Bit of Heaven. This one's number 20 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. That song reached as high as number 16. It's number 20 this week. A Little Bit of Heaven by Ronnie Dove. His biggest One Kiss for Old Time's Sake. 1965, a lot of heaven out at the Met for Twins fans. That year, Tony Oliva led the American League in hitting for the second straight year. Roberto Clemente led the majors for the second straight year. Tony Conigliaro, 32 home runs to lead the American League. And Willie Mays, 52, and won the Most Valuable Player Award over in the National League. The Most Valuable Player in the American League, another Minnesota Twins shortstop, Zoilo Vorsayas. Time now for BJ's Pick Hit of the Week. A new song that I think is a wax to watch, ladies and gentlemen. Wilson Pickett. In the midnight hour, it's BJ's Pick Hit of the Week for July 25th, 1965. I'm going. Atlantic label. That's Wilson Pickett, formerly of the Falcons, and in the Midnight Hour, BJ's hit pick of the week. Well, it got as high as number 21. But it was a great dancehall song. Oh, I bet you've stomped around the floor to that many a time. It's the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown here on WWTC. Song number 19 is next. Oh, some sunshine and blue sky out there now. Low to mid-70s today with a 20% chance of showers or a thunderstorm. Fair tonight and tomorrow. Low to mid-50s tonight and low to mid-70s on Sunday. And right now we have 71 degrees and we're moving up another notch on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Three guys who met while going to college at Brigham Young out in Utah and got their first break when George Burns picked them up to go on a 1961 tour. Their first single made the charts in a big way, The Way You Look Tonight. And now they have a song that checks in number 19 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown, The Letterman, and a song that was a number one for Percy Faith in 1960. Theme from A Summer Place. Tony Butella, Jim Pike, and Bob Engman, later replaced by brother Gary Pike. The classic sound of the Letterman, the theme from A Summer Place, the old Percy Faith song, which was the number one song for the entire year of 1960. And this week, the Letterman have it on the charts at number 19. Number 18 is a former number one song, now steadily falling down the charts. It's been on the charts for 12 weeks. It's a group on Columbia Records called The Byrds. Written by Bob Dylan, Mr. Tambourine Man. Number 18. The first hit for the Byrds. The Byrds from different places around the country got together out in Los Angeles. And the members of the group, the original band, Jim McGuinn, who later changed his name to Roger, Chris Hillman, Gene Clark, Mike Clark, and David Crosby, who later would go on to be with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. The Byrds are just a real classic sound. And the Bob Dylan song that really got folk rock really off the ground, so to speak, with the Byrds. It's 12:31, and a former number one right there. Their biggest hit would be Turn, 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 number one on the charts in December of 65 for 3 weeks. Turn, 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 taken from a book of the Bible. The Byrds were 18. Now number 17, a real fun record. From England, here is Ian Whitcomb and You Turn Me On. Ian Whitcomb, one of the more interesting people on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown this week. He was from Surrey, England, just turned 40 here a few days back, and discovered with a group called Bluesville by the same guy who developed Paul Revere and the Raiders and the Kingsmen out in the Great Northwest, a guy by the name of Jerry Denon, and got Ian his first big break here in the U.S. And a little later on, Ian Whitcomb would go on to write a book called After the Ball, A History of Pop Music, which is quite well-respected. And he produced things for people like Goldie Hawn, a song called Pitta Patta, and also produced a Mae West album called Great Balls of Fire. I'd like to get my hands on that one sometime. Ian Whitcomb, You Turn Me On, his biggest hit, got as high as number 8. It's 11 weeks on the chart this week at number 17. Number 16 coming right up on TC.
Elko Speedway.
In 1965, the Nobel Peace Prize went to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. And 1965 was also the first year of the big United States buildup in South Vietnam. U.S. planes began combat missions over South Vietnam that year. And by the end of 1965, 184 American troops would be sent to South Vietnam. And every day the casualties would come over on the radio. And I think by the time the Vietnam War was over, we were almost immune to it. It went in one ear and out the other because it just hurt too much after a while. But, you know, you could turn on your radio and you could escape. There were people on the radio doing fun stuff, like Leslie Gore. Here's a song that is one of her brighter tunes. She was always doing crying-type songs, but this is a fun song here. And it's number 16 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops.
Leslie Gore, her first was her biggest. It's My Party. You heard her a couple of times last week on our countdown of 63. This week, it's 1965, and she's got the number 16 song. Number 19 last week, 31 the week before that. It got as high as number 13. The thing I like about Leslie Gore is she went on to finish her college education. Her father was her manager, and in high school, despite the fact that she had, songs, number one songs, and was raking in the dough, her father gave her an allowance of $30 a week. That's it, Leslie. Maybe that's why she did those crying-type songs. Let's move along now to number 15. From Dublin, Ireland, a song I will dedicate to Marie Marshall, a great TC listener. And it's called Marie. These are the Bachelors, number 15 this week on TC's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Marie!
Dublin, Ireland, originally known as the Harmonicats, make that the Harmonicords, in 1958. And their biggest was called Diane in 1964, got as high as number 10. That's Marie, the Bachelors on London Records. And that's song number 15 this week, and that's about as high as that one got. Number 14 this week, a girl who was one of the youngest people to ever win an Academy Award. Perhaps you saw her in The Miracle Worker. Anna Maria Patricia Duke Aston, the daughter of John Aston. Later we would see her in The Valley of the Dolls. Well, this week she has the number 14 song on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Patty Duke, Don't Just Stand There. What? It's not his daughter. It's his wife, you idiot. Well, not in those words exactly, but I can't slip at all. You'll catch me. Thank you for listening. WWTC with the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Patty Duke married to John Aston, not his daughter. Dummy. Okay, I got this straight. It's 22 last week. Number 14 this week got as high as number 8. Stand by. We have an interview with Jim Donna of the original Castaways right around the corner on TC.
For Lone Star Beer, it's the Giesen Slaw Brothers. Now, we got the party favors and the welcome mats. We got the horns and hats and things. Well, there's punch and guests and dips and confetti and chocolate-covered butterfly wings. Now, there's darts and hors d'oeuvres, and for the sports, we got a five-foot TV set. Now, there's waiters and caters and steaks and baked taters, but this ain't no party yet.
We got no Lone Star Beer.
And the caviar's nice. There's piñatas and backgammon games. A hula girl dancing, Arabian horse prancing, but still this old party's too tame.
We ain't got no Lone Star Beer. Lone Star Beer.
Lone Star Beer is here, and that's cause for some celebrate. Why don't you pick up a case or two or three? Lone Star, that beer loves to party.
Lone Star Brewing Company, San Antonio, Texas.
For the thing that you want, the thing that you do, when you're making the best out of life, Brookdale is the place you'll find it all.
This
There's always something to discover in the summer shine at Brookdale. Thursday through Sunday, the Art Center of Minnesota and the Brookdale Merchants Association invite you to join them for a showing of fine art. While you shop in the air-conditioned comfort of Brookdale, wander through this exhibit of beautiful works provided by one of the state's foremost arts organizations. Thursday through Sunday, the Fine Art Show at Brookdale, presented by the Art Center of Minnesota and Brookdale Shopping Center. Come on, find it all at Brookdale, Highways 100 and 152 in Brooklyn Center.
So remember, when you're shopping for working or playing, family or fashion, Brookdale is the place you'll find it all.
On the phone here with Jim Donna of the original Castaways, 1965, well, 64, 65, probably the two most fertile years for music here in the Twin Cities. And we've got a man from the original Castaways on the phone here. Jim Donna, will you reminisce a bit of, with us about that time? You certainly had some good competition back then, too. Accents, Underbeats, Avantes. Can you name a few more?
Right, BJ, I've been listening to your show here, and it's really bringing back some memories from back in 65. And yes, there were a lot of really great local Twin Cities bands back then. I think you mentioned a lot of them. The Del Counts, Accents, Underbeats, sure. Gregory D and the Avantes, Mike Wagner and the Bops.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, there were so many of them, it's hard even, you know, recognize all of them. But there were some great groups back then.
Where were the places you played regularly back then?
Oh, Mr. Lucky's was a big teen spot back then. The Prom Ballroom, the Safari Club.
Danceland?
Danceland Ballroom in Excelsior was a great place. Uh-huh. Boy, that brings back some memories.
Was that Big Reggie out there?
Yeah, Big Reggie owned and operated Danceland Ballroom, and we always loved playing out there.
Now, the Castaways, how did they get together?
Well, I joined the group back in 1963, and at that time we were just playing some high schools and all around the local area, and just gigging around. The group was actually already going at the time that I joined them.
And Liar Liar reached number one actually twice here in the Twin Cities. The first time, I believe, like late spring of 1965. Now, I understand you co-wrote that song with somebody's mother. Right?
No.
No?
Actually, what happened was we were having a band rehearsal at my parents' house over in northeast Minneapolis, and I started to sit down at the organ upstairs during a break, and I started playing around with the organ, writing some material, and I came up with the instrumental part of it, and Denny Craswell, who was the drummer at that time, he sat on with me, and he helped to write the lyrics.
And who actually sings the song Liar Liar?
Okay, it was Bob Fulshaw and Roy Hensley were the other two members of the group at that time, and they were the ones that actually did the vocal.
And it hit number one in 1965, Castaways and Liar Liar. Liar, a number one, and it really gave the Castaways some real national attention. You went on some tours and played with some pretty big names, didn't you, Jim?
Right, BJ. It was just incredible what happened after the record hit the charts. We were basically kind of a young, inexperienced band at the time, and the next thing we knew it, we were on the road and out in California. And some of the groups that we worked with out there were the Beach Boys. We did a big show in San Francisco at the Cow Palace with Sonny and Cher, and we worked with the Animals and quite a few big artists back then.
And what are the Castaways doing today?
Well, the Castaways are, right now I have a new band for the last 8 or 9 years. We've been playing around the Twin Cities area, doing company parties, class reunions, colleges and high schools, and a few weddings and things like that.
Now, Roy, one of the original Castaways, filled in with Gregory D. and the Avantes at the TC class reunion. How about the other guys?
Right, yeah, Roy did that. And I guess Bob and Denny are at the present time are out in California right now, and they're working together in a group and playing some clubs out there and doing some recording and things.
Jim Donna of the Castaways, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, BJ.
12:55, and song number 13 is next on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Bill Cosby here. Maybe you've seen me on TV talking about all the colas that have done taste tests.
It's the real thing. Coke can get a tan and body.
Got 3 minutes here before 1 o'clock and a temperature of 71. We're up to number 13 now in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Brenda Mae Tarpley, born in Atlanta, Georgia, and started singing at the age of 4. First hit, I'm Sorry, hit number 1 and was on the charts for 23 weeks. This week she's got the number 13 song, Too Many Rivers. Here's Brenda Lee on TC. Last week, 13 this week. Too Many Rivers by Brenda Lee. Number 12 is next. You're listening to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. '65, the first year man walked in space. The Russians did it first, but then the Americans did it for twice as long. Ed White walked out there for 20 minutes. And on the radio, on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown, 3 Australian sheep herders. Really, Miles, Niles, and Giles Strange. Sons of Wilmot Strange, an Australian sheep herder. The Strange Loves. Number 12. I want candy. Sick of sheep. Three Australian sheep herders. Miles, Niles, and Giles Strange. The Strange Loves, their first and biggest bang on Bang Records. Their next nighttime hit, number 30. I Want Candy, number 18 last week, 12 this week. It got as high as number 11. Speaking of 11, number 11 right now from the King, Elvis Presley. Now, back in April of 65, he had a song called Crying in the Chapel that broke a lot of hearts. Got as high as number 3. And got a new movie out called Girl Happy. Harum Scarum would come later in 1965. This is such an easy question. Number 11 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Such an easy question. Elvis Presley, number 11. And here's another TC trivia question. In 1965, we had a president and a vice president inaugurated in January. It marked the beginning of the Great Society. You remember those words? Yes, it was Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Great Society, and Hubert Horatio Humphrey here from Minnesota. What I want to know is when Hubert Humphrey was inaugurated as vice president, who held the family Bible? Who held the family Bible when Hubert Humphrey was sworn into office in January of 1965? An 8-pack of Coca-Cola for the first person with that right answer here at TC.
Test the drawers, plastic, plastic. How about you?
Stop. Stop shopping for bedroom furniture at those fast furniture franchises. Stop in and see Waterbed Gallery's 12-hour bedroom furniture sale. This Saturday from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Waterbed Gallery is taking 20% off on all their bedroom furniture, dressers, mirrors, nightstands, chests, complete sets or single pieces for 20% off. Beautiful oak bedroom furniture from famous brand name manufacturers, custom hand-finished bedroom furniture, anything in stock is 20% off. Matching waterbeds from Waterbed Gallery are on sale, too. It's time for you to break the fast furniture habit at Waterbed Gallery's 12-hour sale this Saturday. Come in and take a look. You won't rest easy unless you do.
Waterbed Calvary, we are waterbeds.
In Hopkins, Brooklyn Park, and Roseville.
Now here's some good news for every motorist in town. Paulson's Bumper to Bumper Stores. Paulson's Bumper to Bumper Stores.
Tom Eck of Bloomington's on the phone. Who held the family Bible for Hubert Humphrey when he was inaugurated vice president in January of 65?
It was Fred Gates.
Fred Gates, a close family friend. How did you know that?
Well, they had a story about it on one of the TV stations earlier this year.
Hey, we've got an 8-pack of Coca-Cola for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening. It's now 14 past 1 o'clock here. 1965 marked the passing of some rather important people like Sir Winston Churchill, who died at 90. Albert Schweitzer died at 90 in a jungle hospital. Adlai Stevenson, 65. Edward R. Murrow, remember him on the news every night? He passed on in 65. And so did the man who coined the term rock and roll. Alan Freed died at 43 in the year 1965. It was Alan Freed who gave this man his name. He was originally known as John Ramostella when he was born in New York, New York, in November of 1942. Alan Freed gave him the name Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers, seventh son. Number 10 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one.
Johnny Rivers, his bread and butter in the beginning was writing. Wrote what turned out to be a big hit for Ricky Nelson in the early 60s, I'll Make Believe. And really got his big start on the Sunset Strip at a new club called the Whiskey A Go-Go. He put it on the map. And Memphis in 64 hit number two. His only number one song, Poor Side of Town. And then Johnny Rivers moved on to work with people like Jimmy Webb. And as a matter of fact, he gave a group called the Variations. No, not the Variations, the Versatiles. Gave them a new name. And that group, the Versatiles, would be known as the Fifth Dimension. Johnny Rivers. Always liked him. And always thought he looked a little bit like Jesus, too. You know, with the beard and the deep eyes and so on. And Seventh Son is number 10 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. We're moving along to number 9. Another member of the British Invasion Force of 1964. Still going strong on July 25th, 1965. The Dave Clark Five, and I like it like that.
Come on, come on, let me show you where it's at.
Dave Clark Five, and you know, they took over the number one spot from the Beatles in 1964 with their first, Glad All Over. Glad All Over, their first, was a number one. Over and Over also hit number one. I Like It Like That's been making some pretty healthy moves, 31 to 26 to 12, and this week it's number 9, got as high as number 7. And next, we have song number 8 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Yeah, what do you want?
Is this where the party is?
Party? Do you know what time it is?
Ralph, who is... Most of Brewing Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Case 411. Macho lifeguard Bill B. and vacationing student body president Kathy Jean. For days, Bill was burning up for Kathy. But to Kathy, Bill was driftwood. Then, Ultra Bright toothpaste splashed into Bill's life. Got his smile Ultra Bright Dynamite white. His breath Ultra Bright Dynamite fresh. Got Bill noticed. That afternoon, Kathy saw Bill in a new light.
Ahoy there, Kathy.
Yes, Bill.
Kathy, you really add some nice curves to those waves out there.
Oh, Bill, do you really think so, or are you just pulling my leg?
Well, you could use a little work on your form.
Do you think you could give me a lesson?
Sure. Let's start with intermediate freestyle. And tonight, We'll discuss the advanced course.
Cause a splash with Ultra Bright toothpaste. Ultra Bright for a smile that's dynamite white and breath that's dynamite fresh. Get Ultra Bright. It'll get you noticed.
Get Ultra Bright toothpaste at participating Fairway food stores. I'm so excited about something I forgot to tell you, and that is that, Dave Clark 5 was one of the first British bands to tour the United States. They came to Minneapolis, played with Gregory D and the Avantes. After the show, they went to Gregory D's house, and they had such a good time partying all night and getting croisened that they stayed up till 4 in the morning, playing songs and so on at Gregory D's house, and they missed the show in Iowa the next day.
Want to get some control of your summer electric bills? Well, NSP has some ways you can do just that.
If you have an air conditioner, run it more efficiently by closing drapes and shades to block out the hot sun and keeping it on a medium setting. Better yet, if you don't need it, don't run it.
Cooking outdoors every now and then can help, too. All that heat from the kitchen that would make your air conditioner work harder stays outside.
Have your home insulated if you haven't already. Proper insulation will keep the cool air inside during the summer just as it keeps the warm air in during the winter.
You can be more comfortable if you have a dehumidifier taking a lot of the moisture out of the air. You may also find that you use your air conditioner less because of it.
The important thing is to get some control of your summer electric use so you can get some control of your summer electric bills. And you can help yourself do that by using everything as wisely as possible.
For more information, call Ask NSP, collect if you need to, at 612-330-6000 weekdays before 5. And ask to hear tape 604 and tape 613.
Then again, what's in Iowa besides corn, right? 24 past 1, 71 degrees, a 20% chance of showers and a thunderstorm today. And fair tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's highs in the low to mid 70s. And we move along now on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 countdown to song number 8. It was number 13 last week. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Save Your Heart for Me, number 8 on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Darling, save your heart for me.
Gary Lewis got a set of drums from his father, Jerry Lewis, at the age 14, but he gave them up. You know, he didn't want to. He wanted to listen. He didn't want to play. He wanted to listen to what was going on the radio. And 65 was a big year for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Their first This Diamond Ring, which I believe was a Leon Russell tune, wasn't it? I know Leon Russell did do some writing for them. I'll have to do some checking on that. But This Diamond Ring, their first, was a number one song. And Save Your Heart for Me got as high as number 2. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Gary Lewis, though, with a new band out on the road today. A little more rock and roll in what they're doing today. Number 7. '65, and she wrote songs like Dum Dum for Brenda Lee, When You Walk Into the Room by the Searchers, Come Stay With Me, Marianne Faithful, and the list goes on. And her biggest hit was Put a Little Love in Your Heart. You remember that song, don't you? That song got as high as number 4 in 1969. What the World Needs Now is Love, number 7, and that was its peak. Number 6 coming right up on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
WWTC and JR Productions presents an absolutely unforgettable evening with Bobby B, Little Anthony, The Diamond, Freddie Ken, and Del Shannon, the Shirelles. Rocket 8 Horseshoe Bar in St. Paul.
Bill Cosby here. Maybe you've seen me on TV talking about all the colas that have done taste tests.
It's the real thing.
It's race time this Sunday afternoon at Elko Speedway. The fifth annual Aqua Oli 100 Super Late Model Race. For the first time ever, see the Artco Racing late model stars and their supercars at Elko's Asphalt Oval, plus the one and only Elko Bombers. See the nation's top drivers in a 100-lap all-out feature race. Mark Martin, Rusty Wallace, Dick Trickle, Tom Ruffner, Larry Deachins, Jim Sauter, Joe Shear, and many more. It's the big race you won't want to miss. The fifth annual Aqua Oli 100. Gates open 11 a.m., first race at 2 p.m. Elko Speedway.
This group was already active in 1954 under the name The Four Ames. Berry Gordy Jr. got a hold of them, and they were called The Four Tops. And they have the number six song on this week's Coca-Cola Top 40 Countdown. I Can't Help Myself. First for the Four Tops was Baby, I Need Your Lovin' in 1964. This was their first number one, and rather unusual in that it was number one twice. It was number one, dropped to number two, then back up to number one again. This week, it's number six, in its 12th week on the chart. The Four Tops, and I Can't Help Myself. Number five, right around the corner here on TC. The year 1965, Jack Nicklaus won the Masters for the second time with a record score of 271. Dave Marr won the PGA. Boston Celtics won an eighth consecutive NBA title, and center Bill Russell was the league's MVP. Wilt Chamberlain led the league in scoring for the sixth straight year. And the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup. Bobby Hull of Chicago taking home the Hart Trophy as the league's MVP. And if romance was your sport, you enjoyed Barbara Mason, Yes, I'm Ready, number five on our Top 40 Countdown. Gary Lewis and the Playboys were voted the most promising group of the year 1965. Herman's Hermits were voted the number one group of the year 1965. One notch ahead of the Beatles. Number two, I'm Henry VIII. And the next week, it did get to be number one. Stand by for today's number one song on TC's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Bill Cosby here. Maybe you've seen me on TV talking about all the colas that have done taste testing.
A Coke and a smile makes me feel good. It's the real thing.
Now, today's number one song on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. This song has already sold a million records. It's number one for the fourth week in a row. From England, Brian Jones, Charles Watts, Bill Wyman, Keith Richard, Mick Jagger, The Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones and Satisfaction, which is not queued up. Isn't that great? I tell you, all afternoon I sit here waiting for the number one song, and you sitting here waiting with me, and for some reason I can't get the thing to work. Oh, I tell you, that's 1981 technology for you. And I was going to even dedicate this to the world's number one Rolling Stones fan, Alex Fullerton. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to sit here and we're going to wait. I tell you what, and in the meantime, what you do is get yourself out a letter. Get yourself out a piece of paper and address it to WWTC 609 2nd Avenue South, Minneapolis 55402. If you, despite the fact that our number one song is not queued up, if you think the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown is worth continuing and worth the cost of an 18-cent stamp, by all means, send us a letter. There is satisfaction. Whether it's on this planet or not, I don't know. Number one. Number one for the fourth week in a row. I Can't Get No Satisfaction, The Rolling Stones. And that song, Satisfaction, would turn out to be the number one song for the entire year of 1965. Just about the ultimate rock classic. And that is today's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Next week, we are going to count down the top 40 songs of August 1st, 1958. This is a special year coming up next Saturday as Next Saturday, we'll be working with the very first Billboard Hot 100. They did 50 songs, and then on August of 58, decided to go with a Hot 100, and we'll be using that for our chart next Saturday, August 1st, 1958. Well, I'll tell you, the guy who fills me with the information, I just kind of back my tank up to him and say, fill her up, Bob. Bob Bros of Crystal, providing much of the music and a good deal of the research here on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. You can get a hold of him in Crystal at home, or you can reach him at a place called Golden Memories, store up in the New Hope Mall at 4311 Winnetka. The executive producer for the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown is Dick Driscoll. I'm B.J. Crocker. Barry Seward is next on the Golden Rock. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.